Welcome to Sound Healing Radio, and blessings to all of you. This week, the theme is perspective. I've really been meditating and just got a lot of downloads recently about perspective. I've always felt that perspective is really the answer to a lot of our problems. Because often when you put things in perspective, then you see that your problems aren't as big as they are, or you see them from a different perspective. And of course, there are books out on this. But it's interesting to look at it from a sound perspective. The trick, really, I believe, in our road to ascension is to get to the point where we're seeing everything as energy, and sound is energy. So when you see things as frequency, which is energy, then, first of all, there's no judgment, but also you can work within a whole new paradigm, and you don't get stuck in the basic paradigm of emotions and the full range of stuff we get stuck in all the time through our day-to-day life. So the trick is to be able to see the frequencies of each thing going on, the frequencies of other people, the frequencies of an emotion, the frequencies of spirit, the frequencies of everything. Because, you know, it really came to me just in the last couple of days. My friend's mother just lost her eyesight and her second eye just yesterday. She had already lost her sight and her first eye, and her sight went away yesterday when I was at the house. And I thought, okay, this makes me really sad, and it's really sad when this happens. But there's a bigger picture here. There's a bigger picture whenever anything bad, what we would call bad, happens. And that picture is often that we are being given exactly what we need to be able to move to the next level of consciousness. That's one perspective. There's also the perspective of spirit. You know, it's like I also heard this ties into the same thing, because, you know, when you can't see, there's not as much to do. I heard a radio show just a few days ago, and they were talking about what a bummer it is to get old because there's just not as many things to do. And I thought, that's silly. You know, if you're just connected to spirit, and if you have creativity coming in, just being connected to spirit does it, then you're no longer bored. There is no boredom when you're connected to spirit. So at any rate, you can always put things in perspective and look at it as a full range of frequencies going on. You have your root frequency that you can always return to, and then there are the frequencies outside of you. Put it in perspective. So what I want to do is a meditation. Well, talking meditation. We're just going to have some music in the background, and we're going to go through each of the chakras, because the trick is to have the full range of frequencies active in you at all the time, all the time. Each frequency is a nutrient. And the problem often happens is when we get stuck in one frequency range, one chakra area. So, Don, if you want to go ahead and play the music, we'll start mine at the same time. So we'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So the music that I'm playing here is of my root soul frequency. This is in A flat. We now have this song in 11 different keys, and we're doing treatments at the Sound Healing Therapy Center where we find your root frequency, and then we can play back a CD on the sound table in the key of your soul frequency. And it's been very effective. It's become a very popular treatment. We just did this at the Earth Dance Festival last weekend, too. I was able to intuit the frequencies using the crystal bowls of people and then play them on the table. And then everybody gets the CD of their frequency. It's interesting, whenever I hear this, because it's my frequency, my voice fits into it. In fact, the pitch of my voice is right in the same key of this song. So it makes it really easy for me to speak, and I feel my root chakra immediately grounds. If you're listening to this on a computer, you may not be hearing the low frequencies that are very powerful on this. If you have the wherewithal or ability to plug into a stereo, I highly recommend it. So this root frequency is a soul frequency that is with you from lifetime to lifetime. And a lot of people talk about your root frequency, root chakra, being C. And in many cultures, C is thought of as the root. However, in Tibet, A is the root chakra. And in China, they use F as the root chakra. And then instead of going up note by note through the chakras, they use musical fifths and go up five steps at a time to the next chakra. But it's become pretty well known in the sound healing field that each person has their own root chakra that is not C, it's not A, and it's not F for a person. You have your own. And it is synonymous with your soul frequency, which is tuning your whole body, your whole psyche, your whole all of your etheric fields. And in fact, there's a whole symphony that's going on inside your body, the frequencies of your organs, the frequencies of even the chambers within your body, your chest cavity. Every single frequency within your whole system is based around your soul frequency. It's a symphony. It's a full symphony. And it's my belief that each one of these organs, each one is a specific musical interval that, if we did a survey, we would find is quite common throughout most people. Now, you're going to have your own little template as far as the symphony going on, but I think there will be quite a lot of similarities between people. So, I'm going to take you through the different chakras and focus on the sound of each one. Now, even though your root frequency may not be, or is probably not, the same as my root frequency, I found that when you're around anybody that is really grounded in their root, or grounded in each chakra, or in each chakra, that energy resonates into everybody in the room. The reason I say this is that when I see people like the Dalai Lama, or Gangaji, or Eckhart Tolle, Adi Ashanti, they are totally in their root frequency. In fact, their voice never really goes away from the root. It's always in the root. Goes maybe a fifth up above, and then they come back. But they don't go very far. They're always in their root, and they're holding it consistently. And in a room of 3,000 people, every single person is resonating with that centeredness. So it's about centeredness. So even though this may not be your frequency, the energy of the centeredness of me being in my root will come through to you. So, one of the best meditations that I can recommend that completely changed my life when I first started doing it is to meditate, especially in the morning. I used to do it every morning before I would wake up, before I'd get out of bed. And I would meditate on the frequency of each chakra. And I would tune into my root and see if it was humming. See where it was out. See whether it was out. See how grounded I was, how connected to the earth I was. And when I do that now, I feel a little whacked out. But if I take this frequency in the music and use that frequency and also bring in the energy of the earth, so I feel that frequency in my root and let it wash through my root, and then feel the energy of the earth coming up into that. There we go. Now I feel connected to the earth. And I can feel the base of my spine. So it's really nice to make the sound at that point. I can't go as low as it really is, but it'd be... But I can hear it. Sometimes it's really nice to add color to that chakra as well, because color can be the same as a frequency. Often people use red for the root chakra. I found for myself that using gold works really well. In fact, what I do is I visualize a gold bar in my root chakra at a specific angle. Probably about 30 degrees, an angle of 30 degrees to the earth, to the ground. So when I visualize that color with the frequency in it, you don't even have to make the sound. You can always do this meditation without even making the sound. Just make the sound in your head. So, the first chakra, it's about our personal power and well-being. The center is situated in the energy field at the base of the tailbone and welcomes our spirit into our body and creates the necessary foundation with which we can begin life's journey. Activated at birth when the umbilical cord is cut, it channels the life force into our physical body, concentrating its flow on the area from the tailbone down through the feet, helping us establish our footing and take our place in the world. It governs our desire to eat, to have shelter, warmth, comfort, and to be protected from the elements of the world. It establishes our personal access to all that we need in order to survive and grow, providing us with a basic sense of security and safety. On the color spectrum, the chakra is often thought of as red. When our first chakra is balanced, our foundation becomes well-rooted. We feel as if we have been invited to the banquet of life as honored guests. We intuitively trust that no matter where we find ourselves, life will be generous in offering us endless opportunities with which to meet our basic needs. We feel that not only is life a party, the party is for us. Our first chakra's primary function is to assist us in meeting our basic needs for survival gracefully and with ease. Its mission statement is, I want, I need, give me now. It focuses our attention on what we need day to day in order to survive, and it stimulates our ability to reach out for and demand fulfillment. It supports us in staying connected to our true spiritual heritage and creates a sense of belonging, of feeling wanted, of being a part of the community, and of feeling worthy and worthwhile. The image is that of a plant or tree rooted firmly in the ground, solidly supported to Mother Earth. Now, keeping in mind our intention of perspective here, is to get the energy of all the chakras activated at once. Because when you're totally alive, all chakras are humming together, as if cogs in a wheel. Kundalini moves up from the first chakra to the second chakra. Whenever I focus on this, when I meditate on this, often there are a lot of emotions that are unprocessed, I find. So often I will, even though this chakra is orange, orange does help move the energy. I found that orange is very helpful in letting the energy move through. But if it's completely whacked out, then sometimes I'll use a deep blue. So the frequency is just a little higher. If we keep it in the same key, we could just go instead of oh, 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 it would be this frequency. Oh, so we're now thinking not of each chakra as a different frequency. I'm thinking of each chakra as a different octave within this song that we're listening to. Oh, so there's the root. Oh, and then the second. Oh. The second chakra is our emotional and sensual well-being. Our vitality resides in the second chakra. This energy center, located in the lower abdomen, beckons our spirit into the earthly experience through emotion, desire, sexuality, feeling, and pleasure. It activates all of our senses, including sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell, as well as our intuitive and emotional feelings. On a psychological level, this chakra channels life force into the sexual and reproductive organs, the bladder, and part of the lower intestine. It is normally orange. This center of consciousness entices us to experience the joy of being alive. It awakens our appetites for life, whether for physical gratification or for emotional fulfillment. It drives our desires as well as our creative expression. Its mission statement is, I feel, I sense, I discover. It delights in our physical and emotional experiences and encourages us to partake of the good life. It boosts our awareness of and desire for pleasure in every form. This energy center is the laboratory of personal discovery. It allows us to discover who we are and what life itself is through the world of feeling. Only through this center of consciousness can we directly participate in the world. Our emotional center establishes us in us a healthy enthusiasm for being alive, to experience and enjoy life on earth, not simply endure it or overcome it. Through this sublime center, we are able to drink from the cup of plenty and enjoy all that the universe has to offer and wants to bestow upon us. It's a center of abundance, generosity, prosperity, and flow. It is a fireplace in the belly, warm, exciting, and inviting. Warm, exciting, and inviting. If you ever need to move the energy out, the best way is to make the sound of the stuck emotions in your belly and then harmonize it. So it's like, but do it in slow motion, very slow. The second chakra. So now we have both the first and the second happening. Then we go to the third chakra, the chakra of power. This seems like this chakra is often gets overwhelmed by other people, by anger. When you have anger, then energy streams out of it and pours out of your body through the third chakra. Often just putting your hand over the third chakra can stop that energy from pouring out. In the other direction, your self-esteem, if it gets really whacked out by anything or anybody, or you, then again, putting your hand over that. And even I found to say simply, I love you. Thank you. Really helps. This, of course, has been proven by Dr. Emoto. The third chakra is located in the center of the body, in the solar plexus. The frequency would be more. Seems like I'm wanting to use the fifth here. The trick when activating the third chakra is to really direct power, move it through with power. But don't overwhelm anyone. The chakra governs the sphere of self-direction, personal will and intention, physical energy, and self-control. This energy station affects our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves. It reflects our ability to accept responsibility for ourselves and assume personal authority over our lives. It's the center for our personal expression of power. It's often considered to be yellow. Vibrant yellow. The third chakra is the domain of our intellect and our inner adult. It helps us to decide which direction we want to move forward in life. When functioning properly, the third chakra endows us with the intention and strength to stay true to our own course, giving us the ability to become captain of our ship and ruler of our own experience. On a physiological level, the chakra governs the stomach, pancreas, adrenals, upper intestines, gallbladder, and liver, as well as the lower back, located behind the solar plexus. Intellectually, this energy station determines our level of decision, direction, and personal leadership. Emotionally, it infuses our willingness and ability to trust our intuition and take the risks that go along with leading a personally satisfying life. It's also about manifesting. Our power chakra also governs our self-image and how we imagine ourselves to be perceived by the world. Through this center, we develop our personalities and decide who we want to be. This is where we choose our masks in life, assume our characters, and meet the world. Its mission statement is, I choose, I intend, I rule, I will. Our will awakens us to the realization that we ultimately direct the course of our lives. It shifts us out of dependency on others for our own happiness and places it squarely on our own shoulders. By the way, the readings I'm reading from here are from the book True Balance by Sonia Choquette. I thank her for her work. Sonia Choquette. C-H-O-C-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Well. There we go. That's the frequency. Well. From there we move to another world, to the world of the higher chakras. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra. It's located near the heart in the center of the chest. The center governs our feelings of compassion, forgiveness, understanding, generosity, empathy, caring, and love. God, it is so important to tune in every day and get this chakra humming. It is so important. One most basic reason is because heart disease is the number one killer of people. And it seems so clear it's because the heart chakra is shut down. There is so little love in the world. There is so little love in the world. To be able to bring in the energy of love from another person is great, but you can't always count on another person. So the trick is to bring it in from above. Spiritual love. And I always think of it as there is no set frequency. You can't get it wrong. Just play with the different frequencies until it feels right. And open up the water of life from above into your heart. Do it now. Practice it all the time until you can do it at will. It is so important. So important. On an energy level, the heart chakra connects the lower ego or physical self to the higher soul or spiritual self. So we have the root, second, third, and fourth humming just at different octaves in this song we're listening to. Just as the heart is the most important organ in the body, so too is the fourth chakra the most important energy center in our psychic makeup. This is because love is the greatest power in our lives and highest channel of life force available to us. Its mission statement is, I give, I care, I receive, I love. The heart is the seat of the soul, our spiritual divine essence. It is here in the fourth chakra that we are endowed with the capacity to feel joy, unity, laughter, and love, and can share this blessing with those all around us. It stimulates our highest ideals and desires, not only for our own good, but for the good of others and the world. When our heart is balanced and open, we feel a genuine sense of flow through our lives, affirming our well-being and spiritual purpose on earth. We realize our connection to all that is, and we begin in the deepest sense to trust others and ourselves. When our heart center is balanced, we are able to partake of and share in all that the universe has provided. On the emotional plane, the heart is the domain of understanding, empathy, and concern for our fellow man. It is naturally associated with family, lovers, friends, spiritual family, and even animals. It's the center of touch and nurturing, and it awakens our desire to be held and cared for. It expresses itself in affection and kindness. On a physiological level, the center governs the heart, circulation, breast, arteries, and blood flow. When your heart chakra is balanced, our blood circulation flows smoothly, and our heart rhythm is regular, and our arteries are open. The heart center expands our capacity to be generous, sensitive, kind, merciful, forgiving, tolerant, and emotionally tender. It opens our ability to see into the hearts of those around us and recognize the goodness in all people, even when their behavior isn't considerate. Such love is evident and apparent. When we have an open heart, we overlook others' faults and celebrate their strengths. Connect with the energy and frequency of your heart and bring it up through the earth, through the second chakra, through the third, into your heart. So it's a stream of energy. Don, if you're listening, please restart the CD. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Start. Thank you. The next step from the heart, before we go to the next chakra, is compassion. It's very deep frequency. When you tie into the energy of compassion, of the best way I've found is to tune into the Dalai Lama. To have compassion, I mean, the best example of compassion is the Dalai Lama's compassion for the Chinese. He holds it all the time. It is the most important and most powerful way to gain perspective on just about anything, especially any negative, so-called negative energy, or anything we don't like, or anything someone does to us, or we feel do to us, or any political thing going on, anything that upsets us. Compassion is the perspective that will get you out of that emotion. There's a few ways that it works. One is to just realize what brought someone to be the way they are? Often it's society and the rules of society and the habits of society that bring people to be the way they are. Often it's parents. Often it's need. People often do bad things when they're in need, when they're starving or cold or don't have shelter, or especially when they don't have a connection to spirit. But most importantly, compassion happens when you really get it internally that we are all one. When you know, when you are connected to everyone, then you see you are just having compassion for yourself. The next chakra is the throat chakra. I always think of this as the sound of ah. The most common way this throat chakra gets shut down is not being able to say your truth. Being in a situation where, I think the most common is being in a relationship or a relationship with a loved one, a relationship with family, in a relationship that is not easy to let go of. It's practically impossible to let go of relationships with parents, especially if you're still living with them, or family, or if you're married. And when you're in a relationship where you can't move on, so to speak, but then you get, people often get afraid to say their piece because they don't want to ruffle feathers or rock the boat. But that energy is right there in your throat, just wanting to come out. And I believe it's the number one cause of cancer, not being able to say your truth. Most basic level, it's the cause of a sore throat. So one of the best ways to get energy moving through that first is to tune in and find the frequency of the throat. Again, the best way to find the frequency of any chakra, and there's no right answer. If you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. There is no wrong. It's just whatever feels right at the moment. The best way is to do a frequency sweep slowly. Oh. There's mine. And also, in fact, it's almost easier to do a frequency sweep in your mind until you find it. After you do these frequency sweeps for a while, what happens is you can easily just go right to the frequency once you practice. You know, when you hit it, I mean, you might go, and it just doesn't feel right. Play around with it. Really nice, really easy for me to find it with this song plank here, especially since it's in my root, in my root. The fifth chakra, known as the throat chakra, is located in the back of the neck and encompasses the entire jaw. It focuses on communication, connection, creativity, and personal intention. communication. It's, you know, a lot of people say that this is where we hear music. Music actually comes through the fourth chakra, through into our throat. Often if you lift your head or tilt your neck a little bit, it will tune it so you can hear things better. But it's also about creativity. When you have that energy moving out, and it's a flow out, so you're not afraid to say your piece, then the energy can come in. On a physiological level, the chakra governs the throat, thyroid, trachea, esophagus, parathyroid, hypothalamus, neck, mouth, teeth, and ears. On an energy level, it's the center of personal expression. It's the channel through which we introduce our spirit to the world. Often, the trick with the throat chakra is to bring your power, bring the lower energies from the earth and your emotion, especially your power, through your throat. One of the best exercises is to bring your power and just get really loud. Don't scream so it hurts your voice, but get really loud with a tone like, whoa, yeah, like that. Hope I didn't blow you away. Move the energy out. The chakra vibrates energetically to the color blue. You know, it's interesting, you can easily, if you're tuned in, you can actually hear the sound of the colors. Its mission statement is, I express, I listen, I communicate. When our expression is open and balanced, we are able to communicate with integrity and become a conduit for positive and uplifting energy. When our expression is fully balanced, we communicate only that which is in harmony with our spirit. We awaken to that spiritual truth that our life is built directly from our words, thoughts, beliefs, and ideas. The fifth chakra governs our ability to connect with the creative expression of others and listen to their communication and to lay the foundation for understanding. It's a center for negotiation, discussion, and most importantly, teaching and learning. It's a chimney for the heart, conveying our real feelings to the world. The next chakra is the sixth chakra, the third eye. It originates between the eyebrows and expands outward. It focuses our ability to see accurately in life. This energy center encompasses our ability to analyze, think, reason, perceive, understand, discern, dream, imagine, and visualize. The frequency, I always think of it as a very high piercing frequency. Laser. It governs the head, the organs, the sense organs, the brain, and the nervous system. On an energy level, it influences our ability to see the world and ourselves without distortion and opens our eyes to beauty and art as essential food for the soul. Balanced personal vision is our headlight, leading us out of the darkness of internal confusion, distortion into a clear, thoughtful, and balanced world, showing us our path and purpose. It awakens our desire to look for the wonder and beauty in all things. It's interesting. I think the biggest problem with the sixth chakra is the idea that's rampant in society that we think too much and we should just be in our heart more often. We should be in our heart, but we should also have clear thought, and we should practice and work with this thought to get it clear, because it will get us into traps that shut our whole system down. So the trick is to have clear thought that is not only connected to heart, but connected to spirit. Clear, logical thought connected to spirit. Our educational system has probably screwed it up more than anything. But it's also, you know, I think it's something that we get from our parents. A lot of people have parents that intellectually are not real astute, I guess to put a judgment on it, but are not clear. They get confused. They get trapped in circles. And so I think there's this big fear of getting too much into thought, because it takes us away from our heart. But the problem is, if we don't get into it and really figure things out, we're trapped. We're trapped. Sometimes there are certain things, though, where we do have to go out on the limb and cut the limb off and just go into being. The next chakra is the crown chakra. The crown chakra is a frequency above what my voice does. I think of it as in tune to the song. Here we go. Above that. Oh, yeah. Seventh chakra is known as the thousand petal lotus for its fabled number of facets, and is located at the highest point of the body on the top of the head. It is the center for our highest spiritual consciousness and personal expression. When awakened and balanced, the energy station connects to our source of life, God, and opens our way to becoming a bearer of light to the world. The seventh chakra transcends all our other senses and allows us to experience God and goodness of the universe directly. On the color spectrum, it vibrates energetically to the color violet, fading into white at the edges. Its mission statement is simply, I know. Our crown center focuses our attention on the spiritual meaning of life. When our crown is open, we awaken to the understanding that all things are made out of the same universal mind stuff, that in fact everything is spiritual. On a physiological level, the crown chakra is connected to the brainstem, the spinal cord, the nervous system, the pineal gland located in the brain. When relating from this energy station, it allows you to be calm, deeply at ease, fully aware, and yet low-key and understated. In this aware frame of mind, you will know without a doubt that all forms of life are intimately connected to one another, and that we are indeed one body, one spiritual family on earth. This is where compassion has its root. When your crown is open and balanced, you will develop a gentle and compassionate nature, free from all anxiety or concern for your own safety or personal well-being. Instead, you will move into a state of absolute faith that the universe is well aware of all that you need and is even better able to bring it to you than you are. This inner wisdom activates your capacity to express benevolence for your fellow humans without regard for what is in it for you. Awakening the crown is a natural result of balancing your other six energy centers. It is a graceful maturing process that is the byproduct of coming to understand our spiritual nature. Like a planted tree, if you water the roots, the branches will bear fruit. May the Divine Spirit be above me. May the Divine Spirit be below me. May the beauty of the Divine Spirit be behind me. May the beauty of the Divine Spirit be in front of me. May the beauty of the Divine Spirit surround us all. May the beauty of the Divine Spirit be me. Be us all. So we have the energy of all of the chakras now, from the root, which you can hear in the music, through the second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, fifth, sixth, and seventh. In the music, they're all there, and they're all inside you humming at the same time, a song where they're all activated. Now you can not only bring energy up from the earth into your heart, you can bring the Divine Spirit from above at the same time down through center of your spine into your heart. Energy from below, energy from above, through the pranic tube, which is about almost an inch in diameter, through your whole body from above and below at the same time, out your heart. All chakras in balance, totally present. Look around the room. You can see you and your energy in relation to the frequencies of everything around you. The frequency of the room you're in. The frequency of the color of your walls. The frequency of everything around you. And then your frequencies from the base of your spine, connected to earth, to spirit, above, and through each chakra. And there comes a peace as we fade the song out. Go ahead and fade out, if you will, Don. And we end up with a silence that is our own frequency. It's our own soul frequency, consistent as the frequency of spirit, humming inside and all around us. Hold this frequency. Hold it as long as you can into the evening, to the weeks ahead, hold your frequency and the frequency of spirit. It's always humming inside you into the months ahead. Hold it into the years ahead and through lifetimes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see, hear, and feel you in 2 weeks. Keep holding that frequency.